You must have some kind of background in order to be able to fly a copter.
Well, I'm probably the example of if I can do it, anybody can do it. It just takes a lot of training.
If a prince can do it, so can you, right?
Exactly. It's an interesting job, and working for Stars has been the highlight of my working career for sure.
I would imagine you started military-wise?
Actually, I didn't. I didn't want to get my hair cut when I was young, and so I didn't go the military route. I went the commercial route. Now my hair is quite short, so I missed out on some of the training I could have got from the military, but made up for it elsewhere. And we get a lot of training here at STARS because of the mission profiles that we fly.
Tell us about that experience, Bob. It must be pretty rewarding to fly for STARS.
It is, Kathy. It's way more than just flying a helicopter around, and not to belittle that in any way, shape, or form. It's there's so much job satisfaction getting to watch the crew in the back do their work and literally save people's lives.
I was just going to say, you help save lives.
You know, when I leave Alberta and come back into Alberta from other provinces, I always have a thought in the back of my mind, I'm now in STARS territory, and there's a reason for that. The aircraft and the capability of both the aircraft and the crew that are on board are second to none. These people are incredible, and if you need help, you want these people showing up over the horizon. And in Alberta, we're blessed with having such qualified people on the ground. It really is a chain of survival between police, fire, EMS. It's just amazing how this chain comes together to help save people's lives.
How do you deal with that extra added pressure, that extra rush of knowing this is life or death now? We got to move.
Good question, Jared. There's a system in place to help if you feel you need some help from certain types of calls, or a call affects you in some certain way. We have peers that we can talk to, and we've also, of course, you've got your family to help you pass those things if you use them. But after a while, you start to build a bit of a crust and realize you've got a job to do, and then you can deal with your feelings afterwards.
So this lottery is pretty darn important.
The lottery is the number one fundraiser for STARS. I don't know what we would do without this lottery, and it's a great lottery to boot. I mean, you can buy a ticket for as low as $25. If I win, I wouldn't mind winning that Lethbridge one, and maybe I would move to Lethbridge.
Bob, we know you're based out of Calgary, but you do make a lot of trips to Lethbridge specifically.
My understanding, Jared, is it's the number two location we go to, and it's probably the number one in my personal logbook. Lethbridge has a terrific hospital, terrific fire EMS, and when somebody needs that additional care at Foothills Hospital, or Children's Hospital, wherever we need to bring them back to. The patient's not in a ground ambulance for nearly as long as they would be if they came by ground. With using the helicopter, we can cut that transfer time in half or less, depending which aircraft we use. And without the lottery, we wouldn't be able to support that.
Bob, I have to ask you, how do you land with the winds in Lethbridge?
It's a big, big challenge. And moving the heliport up onto the higher level at Lethbridge Hospital has helped immensely. Landing down on the ground, as we did for so many decades before, was very challenging. And not that it's not challenging now, but at least we have clean air to work with as we're coming into land at Lethbridge.
I have one last question that's been bugging me in my entire life, and you're going to answer a mystery that I needed to know. Mm. Whenever you see it in the movies or on TV shows and a helicopter lands and everybody runs up to it, they're always crouched like as low as possible. Do you, unless you're 8 feet tall, do you really need to crouch that low?
Not with certain types of helicopters, but what we do in the industry is teach people to crouch, because you're not always going to be approaching a helicopter that has rotor blades as high as the two that we operate with. The other condition, and why we teach people to do this, to crouch, we're landing in unprepared landing surfaces most of the time. And so if you're landing, say, on a highway beside a motor vehicle accident, the road may slope up, the ditch may slope up. If you happen to walk away from the aircraft and then walk up that slope, you could easily be killed.
So, Bob, if somebody wants to buy a ticket and help support STARS, what should they do?
StarsLotteryAlberta.ca. And if you want to make a phone call, you can call 1-888-880-0992. But you better move quick, because we're down to, I think it's, last I heard, it was 50% sold, and they're going fast.
Thank you so much, Bob. We so appreciate your time.
I would like to thank you guys and the people of Lethbridge for the support. If it wasn't for the people of Southern Alberta and Alberta in general supporting this program, we would not have STARS today.